What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed and you follow the podcast so you never miss an episode. And love it or hate it, I'm asking you, bitch, leave a review. I don't monetize the podcast, but there's a price. And the price is you share the fuck out of it with your friends if you love it. And then you talk massive shit about it if you hate it. Either way, people are going to tune in. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you, bitch. Happy fucking hump day. You made it through. And so today's officially Thursday. I'll just jump right into today because obviously I, like everybody else in the world, woke up to the news of Twitch passing. Okay. If you don't know who he is, I get it. It's cool. I'm surprised myself because I don't really follow a lot of mainstream people, people that are in, superstars. Okay. I just don't. But I fell in love with him and his wife do dances. They have incredible energy. And I just love it. Like, if you want some light in your day, you're going to tune into Twitch and his wife and his whole family. Like, the kids are involved. It's just, they were someone I would look to and be like, man, I wish that was us, right? Like, I wish we could just wake up and want to dance every day. And at least be as good as they are. Okay. So if you know who he is, you guys get it. He committed suicide. That's the story. I see people coming up with, conspiracy theories, and I'm always a fan of that because I'm like, there has to be more to the story because, literally, this guy's energy, when he smiled, his eyes smiled, and the energy just was lit up. And their relationship, bitch, you can tell when people like body language, right? This is a thing, psych 101. Okay. Yes, I actually paid to go to college to learn psychology, but I feel like this is something anyone can understand. Body language is huge. And I'm telling you, they had incredible body language. This was just, it's a shock. It's a shock that he committed suicide. And I get it. Depression is huge. And I'm not going to pretend that I'm not someone that has ever not thought about it, bitch. I've thought about it a lot. Like, oh my God, everybody would be better if I just wasn't here. Like, we've all, I feel like every one of us has had some sort of inkling of this thought of like the world could be a better place. I think it's part of the dark side of our nature to kind of get towards that light is to kind of sink rock bottom. And so, I guess truly if he's suffering from like a huge bout of depression, like everyone's comparing him to Robin Williams right now. And I don't think they had the same energy. I feel like Robin Williams was always sad. There was always a sadness in him, and that's what made him so great in the characters he played, is because he brought that genuine sadness. And I see that in a lot of people that have committed suicide that I, genuinely had a connection to. And I just, this is very off to me. It feels very off to me. Not to say that's not really truly the case, but like my inner ego is like, bitch, this had to be a conspiracy. Like he knew something, someone killed him. Like there's no way this dude just killed himself. Okay. And I feel like probably when someone we love commits suicide, that's kind of like our immediate thing is like, no, this can't be happening. This didn't happen. He was not miserable. Like, bitch, I'll tell you right now, if my husband goes tomorrow and blows his brains out, I wouldn't, he's stressed. I get it. We have six kids. He's living, he's going to a job he hates and all the things. Like, I would never just be like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Like I mean, yeah, okay, it would shock me. It would shock me and I'd fucking kill him. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, he communicates about his emotions clearly and effectively, right? And a lot of the people, especially superstars that we see, like, they have talked about their battles with, addictions, depression, all the things. And this is something that is like blowing everybody away. Like, it's just mind blowing. So it fucked me up. Okay, I know a lot of people are dying lately. We get that. If there's a connection, there's a thing. And it's just bizarre that I did this whole episode about grief and all the things. Like, I'm thinking it's just weird, okay? Like, it should be a full moon weird, right? But this is something that did make me sad. And when I start getting into my feelings and my emotions, then there's something in me that just kind of is like triggered of like, okay, we just can't take shit for granted because, bitch, I'm gonna tell you something right now. The only guarantee when we choose this life, when we are literally like, all right, God, put me in, Right? We're like, oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to do the things. Like, the only guarantee we have is fucking taxes, like a motherfucker, and death. Like, I don't want this to be a shocker for you. And I feel like if you're a very sensitive human right now and you're driving or operating heavy machinery or you're doing something super important, like, you probably should stop right now because I'm going to tell you a little not so secret fucking secret. You're going to die. We all are. That's the promise in this life, is that it eventually ends. Our meat suit fucking gives out. And my question is, how would you feel about that? Right now, in this moment, if we're thinking about grief and losing loved ones, and like, what if it was you? Would you feel good about that? Would you be like, oh, bitch, I did what I could? I did what I could. Or is this such a traumatizing fear that you don't even think about that revelation? Like, this is something, this is a conversation, okay, that I've literally had with Benjamin. You guys have to realize this guy came into my life and fucked it all up. Like, he just came in like a wrecking ball, okay? Like, picture him. Have you seen a picture? Go on my social media. Picture him on the fucking wrecking ball. He's Miley motherfucking Cyrus, okay? Came in like a wrecking ball and was like, fuck it, I'm gonna fuck shit up. And didn't realize, you know, what it really took to have four kids and build a marriage and be committed and go through your emotions. And not just that, motherfuckers, he married me, someone who is not content with how things are just enough. I always want more. I want to grow. I want to do the things. And he's a very much comfort zone oriented human being. Okay. And that can be stressful. Everybody, I don't give a fuck who you are. Everybody, even tonight, right? I had to bartend tonight. It was my Monday at the bar. And the conversation came up of like, this lady's like, I don't have kids. Fuck that. That's basic. And this guy's with her and he's like, you're basic. And there, it just turned into a whole fight, right? And then all of a sudden, there was like some leeway that I had into clearing the conversation because I thought, this bitch is going to go to jail. She's going to stab him because like she's very offended right now. And I'm like, there's nothing more basic than having six kids. Okay. My entire bar, like their jaws drop and they're like, what the fuck? You know, newsflash, I have six babies. People just don't get it, you know? And so, you know, people are chiming in like, I have three and I want to kill myself. And like, they're just joking about stuff. But I think it's not a joke. It's very stressful to be a parent. Okay. And it's very, very incredibly stressful to be a parent and not have healed your fucking trauma. To not take responsibility for where you are and all the things. And I feel like this is a lot of the relationship with my husband, and he kind of freaked out about it. And he's like, how do you do it? Like, how are you such a good mom? How can you remain calm in these situations where I just want to like blow my head off? And the thing is, I think about this, okay? I think about the fact, like, what if, no matter how crazy this kid is driving me, like, I go to the darkest place, bitch, and it's probably part of my, you know, sign. I don't know. It's just part of my nature. I go to dark, dark places. And I think, what if this baby died right now? Like, I get it. She's mouthy. She's crazy. She's annoying me. Or, you know, he's like just constantly talking about something that drives me nuts. But like, in this moment, what if he dropped dead? I'd give anything to go back through and hear those moments. And that's the truth. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're going to miss the little moments. And I know there's this toxic parenting thing of like, bitch, it's just temporary. No, you feel like you're drowning and your days have turned into nights and your nights have turned into just endless nights and you want to catch your breath and you can't. I guarantee if you could take yourself to the darkest place in this moment of like, if they died, how would I feel? And every single day I try. Especially when I'm veering off the path, okay? When I'm veering off the path and I'm kind of being shitty, you guys know my son and I were going through some things, and I'm like, holy shit, if he really died, I would not be happy about how I've been acting. I'd be fucking embarrassed and traumatized, and I'd be doing everything I could to come back into this earth, reincarnate, do whatever, just to love the shit out of him because I fucked up, okay? Sometimes as a parent, you just have to own that. Like, you fuck up. We fuck up, bitch. And we get stressed out. We get, you know, overstimulated, and then we get impatient and we get all these fucking things. And we look for the escape hatch. No, just imagine that. Imagine that in this moment that your baby is gone. And I've got real life people listening to this podcast that are experiencing that in real time. And my biggest thing to you now, especially like looking at someone that, you know, made me feel some kind of way, I mean, the last person I think I really felt this upset for was Chester with Linkin Park. I was like, holy shit. Like, I related to this guy's lyrics. I was always rooting for him, of like, he processed his pain through his music. And like, sometimes can't that be enough? And I wanted it to be enough for him, and it just wasn't. And then, you know, the conspiracy theories come out about him too. And I'm like, oh yeah, they offed him. They offed him because he was like against child sex trafficking, the Hollywood agenda, and all the bullshit. So that gave me comfort, obviously. Here's to hoping that could be true someday. But the truth is, like, we all struggle. We do, bitch. We all fucking struggle with like being enough, living our life to the most incredible potential we have. And then sometimes just wanting to survive, just enough of like, I'm telling you right now, if you're someone that is just like, man, I just want to get through one more day, like, let me just live through this day. Let's get through it. That's a big fucking deal. And if you are struggling with emotions, this isn't something you keep to yourself. This is literally a conversation I had with my son. Our problems seem so big when we keep them to ourselves because we build them up in our brain to be something that doesn't even fucking exist, like this monumental, massive problem that has no solution. We tailspin and we overthink everything to the point of like, the world would be better without me. I'm telling you right now, you have to seek help. You have to talk to someone if this is how you're feeling. Okay. And if you're someone that's like, I kind of like, I get the idea. I get the gist of it. We are not to judge anyone. Okay. Maybe Twitch really was like, fuck this, I'm out. I'm out and the world's going to be better without me. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to us, but maybe in that moment it made sense to him. And I don't judge him for that. Like, whatever happened in those in moments, I just hope his family and his kids have peace. They have like three of the most beautiful kids I've ever seen. Okay. Little rock stars. Like, I could not imagine. I couldn't imagine. That's the conversation this week. It's fucking heavy. But I want you guys to understand that you matter. Get the help for whatever issues that you're going through to take you to that next step. The world needs you. Like, that's what we signed up for. We didn't sign up to make everyone fall in love with us and then just ditch them at our prime moment. That's not the agreement we made. I promise you that. But I want you guys to be so confident in who you are and so excited about life that you're going to take the risks and abandon your fears. I feel like there are so many people that have passed away that did not live to their potential, that didn't do the things. I've talked about this before, about the graveyard being the richest place on earth, because million-dollar ideas are born with people who just died of old age but never really lived their fucking life. And I get it, like, the energy's heavy. We've had some heavy conversations, but I'm not gonna leave it like that, bitch, okay? So I want you to stick with me and let's talk about how to take risks and abandon your fears, okay? I want to lighten the energy a little bit, and I want to help inspire you and not just fucking give you some motivation where you feel good for a minute. But like, give you some actual tips to fucking just do the things, okay? If you told yourself right now in this moment, like, you're gonna fucking die, you are gonna die. So what are you afraid of? And even death is not that bad. It's not. It's a thing. It's just an energy transition. That's it, right? If you think about the worst thing that could happen to you right now, you're probably gonna say dying, and it's not even that bad. Oh, bitch. So let's jump into it. How to take the risks and abandon your fears. It's super fucking comfortable to sit back and keep the status quo. Like, you're doing just enough. And absolutely, 100%. Here is your safety zone. Here's your fucking life jacket. Because the truth is, if you don't rock the boat, you can't fall into the fucking sea. But bitch, without the risk, there's no reward. There's not. At some point, you have to abandon your fears. And you know that taking risk is risky. To build up the courage, you have to master your fears. And I get it. That's not as easy as it sounds. But if you've spent the better part of your life with fear, it can be deeply ingrained in your subconscious. It's not impossible to change. All you need now is fucking willingness to overcome the fears. Are you willing? If you really want to abandon your fears, there's nothing that can stop you. No matter what you're afraid of, nothing can stop you. If you want to keep fear at bay, you have to recognize them.
Recognize your fears.
Recognize them for what the fuck they really are.
What are you truly afraid of? And you're going to soon discover your fears are limiting you by your reactions to them. If you can ask yourself the tough questions of like, what am I really afraid of? Like one of my things was like just being in my kid's life. And it was a level of control. It was a level of control. And once you release that control, this is part of the death of the ego. And you go through, you know, dark night of the soul, and it's fucking horrendous. I don't recommend it unless you have a set of balls on you, because it fucking sucks. It sucks, and it comes more than once, okay? It happens a few times as you're growing. I'm sure I'm going to go through dark night of the soul for the rest of my life. That's a fact, because I don't want to stop growing. But it's forced me to look at what my fear really is. And some of that is the lack of control. And the truth is, if you think about it, because I think, oh my God, my kids can't live without me. Bitch, I've spent the better portion of my life without a mom. So the truth is, I know my kids would be okay. That would be their story, right? The fear is the loss of control. So take that truth to the bank, because it's fucking hard. And when you start recognizing your fears for what they are, you have to be honest with yourself. That's it. And let's say, okay, bitch, you're afraid of driving. If you're ever in the driver's seat, your response might be a quick, oh no, get me out of here. And like, if you continue this pattern of thinking, you're always going to be afraid. So it's a matter of like accepting that the fear is real. This is terrifying. I do terrifying things all the time, but challenge yourself to approach the situation with courage and your fucking inner strength. Everything we've been building on, everything to build your confidence, your self-esteem, all the shit. We do the things knowing that we're going to be afraid, but we have the courage to do it anyway. And I think about like the weird, crazy shit I could do that would terrify me. Like I'm literally watching a video of some bitch going down a water slide that looked like the death of me. And I'm like, I couldn't fucking do that. But the truth is we could do anything we want. So it's just leaning into that fear. And but you've got to overcome them. So many times we're afraid of something because it's unknown. That's it. We just don't know. And we might label something as risky because we don't know or understand what's going on. An example would be like fucking avoiding college because you're afraid to meet new people. Maybe you're afraid of the workload, whatever it is. But to overcome the fear, you get familiar with the college, the courses, the people, and you start feeling more comfortable and confident. This is where we ease the fear. We show up scared and we do it anyway. And then you kind of get you get the sense of relief everything you overcome. You've got to change the way of thinking. You can alter the way you think about a certain situation, and then you're going to act differently. Your fears might overwhelm your thoughts at times, but your job, bitch, because you chose this, is that you fucking put a stop to this, because you're in control. You are in complete fucking control. And if you have not received that message from me, if that is something that is still fucking going over your head, bitch, go back. Go back to episode one and start over. Because that's the truth. You get to choose. And I get that fear is sometimes overwhelming, but you can control it. For example, if you think you're never going to achieve your goals, you won't. But if you believe in yourself, you're definitely far more likely to succeed. That's it. And if you don't believe in yourself, if you want to become courageous, if you want to build your self-esteem, your self-confidence, you do the things. And it's definitely a mental fucking game. Once you overcome your fears mentally, that's where you take the risks. Whether you realize it or not, you take them every day. Most of them are minor, but there's a risk in every decision you make. So here's some tips. I'm going to help you, bitch, with your mindset, okay? Before we close out tonight, these are some tips to help you with your mindset. A risk, we've already decided that sounds negative. So instead of saying, I'm going to take a risk, why don't you think of it and communicate and express in your thoughts and your language when you're talking to people that you're on an adventure or a journey? And then before anything happens, visualize a positive outcome. We're always like, what if it doesn't work out, bitch? What the fuck if it does? Visualize that. That's the scary shit. That's the scary shit. But that's for another podcast episode, okay? We're fucking bitches. We are. We get scared and we put our tail between our legs and we're like, nope, 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 nope.
I mean, I do it. I do it. We all fucking do.
Visualize the positive outcome. If you can worry so much about what if it doesn't work out, bitch, you can start worrying about what if it does. And then consider the reasons why you're hesitant to go on an adventure. Why are you hesitant? You know you're going to die. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to die, but that's going to happen anyway. So wouldn't you want to die knowing that you did everything you could? You took the risk and you didn't give a fuck what anyone thought? Or are you going to die in your safe little bubble of like worrying about what other people are thinking and what they're going to think of you and what they're going to say about you? Because that's going to matter when you're dead. The fuck it isn't. Have you ever, ever just been like, what the fuck, talking shit about someone that died? Have you ever? And even then, nobody gives a fuck. The person is dead. So my question is, consider the reasons why you're hesitant. What's the worst fucking thing that can happen? Is someone going to laugh at you? Bitch, you should already be laughing at yourself. You're taking life way too seriously if you're not, okay? When you have a set plan in place, you have to take the risk. It's a whole lot less threatening. And when you take the fucking leap, evaluate your experience so you can improve. That's what we do. We're here to get lessons on growth. Not just fucking faceplant and give up. You want to succeed, bitch. It's about self-confidence. And we talked about this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, make sure you have tuned in to every fucking episode before this. It's worth a day of like binge listening. I feel like it is. And bitch, I have a face for radio, which means I sound great. And you don't even have to look at me to listen to this. Like, you're fine. You are safe. Okay. Fucking master your self-confidence. And then you start putting it all together. Okay. If you're feeling tentative about the whole thing, if you're just like, fuck this. But you have to get your feet wet with small steps. You can't expect yourself to change drastically overnight, but at the same time, you have to believe in yourself and believe that change is possible. And this is something I share with you when I do my affirmations, where I'm just like, bitch, think it's possible. We just want to reprogram the thoughts that we have adopted into our life from however long ago. I don't know how the fuck old you are, but mine's been about 30 years of everyone else's thoughts, opinions, perspectives, my experience, and it hasn't been that great. I have to retrain my brain and the way it thinks. And that's not a big fucking deal. We just do it. It's fucking scary. It's unknown and all the things. Bitch, overcoming fear and taking risk, it goes hand in hand. You have to start small. And bitch, if you haven't read my book, if you don't have my journal, if you don't have my fucking planner, vision book, dream big. That's the name of my business, bitch. Dream big, bitches. Dream big. You only have one journey. This is it. And that fucking meets who you're in. Go look in the mirror and be like, bitch, this is it. We have one shot at this fucking life. And then the most beautiful part of this is every day you wake up, that's your next shot. So maybe today you didn't live your maximum potential. Maybe you have some regrets, but I'm telling you, make the most of it and know that tomorrow when you wake up, it's a whole fucking clean slate. And if you don't wake up, then what the fuck? That's it. What's your biggest regret? Think about that. Think about what the fuck, if I don't wake up tomorrow, what is my biggest fucking regret right now? What didn't I do? What didn't I do today that I'd be happy about? And that's the same thing I take my I take my brain through the process of asking myself with my kids, like, if I died today or they died today, what would my biggest regret be? And I fucking rewind that. And if maybe it's too late in the night, I wake up the next day and that's my passion. I'm like, oh shit, we're going to make this right, because you never fucking know. You just don't know. And that's the fun of life, is that it's unknown. If we could predict everything, if we knew what was coming, if we could predict the future, fuck that. Fuck that. How fucking boring. Nothing would be exciting. You would just be like waiting until the end. Like, oh, fuck it. I saw this because I saw that coming. I knew this was going to happen. Life is the fucking adventure. Everything you're doing, every moment that you're in the arena getting your ass kicked, that's the magic of fucking life. And yes, it's hard, bitch. Yes, it's messy. And I'm going to tell you every day, you're in the arena, you're going to get your ass kicked. And these fucking toxic ass fucking coaches out there that are like, oh my God, you don't have to choose to take the punch. Yeah, bitch. I want to take the hits because that's what helps me get tougher and get stronger. And that's what's training me for whatever it is my purpose is. And I'm pretty fucking happy about where I'm going with my purpose, where I'm going with my direction. But this isn't enough for me. Bitch, that's not enough for me. What if you could choose the ending to your story? What if you knew how much potential you had and you just actually take the fucking steps to start tapping into that? Live life with no fucking regrets because it's not promised. You don't get tomorrow, okay? Love the people you're with now. Not after they die. This is about appreciating people's energy in this moment where they're alive. That's it, including your own. So I love you. It's been a heavy fucking week. And I mean, I'm just like blown away. I do hope that some other story comes out because it's just, that sucks, man. It sucks. How hard would that be? My biggest message to people is like, it's hard to be fake. It's hard to be fake. If I'm not feeling good, bitch, you fucking know that. If I'm not having a great time, you know that. I do not have the mental capacity to fake anything. I don't fake conversations. I can't fake the orgasms. I can't fucking fake it. I just don't have the energy to fake it. If you annoy me, you annoy me. If I can't stand small talk, I don't fucking participate. That's it. Life is too short to fake it. So if you are someone who has put on this face for the world, like how fucking exhausting if everyone is just like, oh my God, they're the happiest, most positive person, but truly you just want to die. That's fucking exhausting. Let people see who you are. Not one of you bitches ever turned, you've not turned your back on me because I have a bad day. And my bad days are sometimes weeks and months. I'm going to tell you right now, I know what's going to hurt me upcoming. I know it because it's, that's life. My girls are going to be here for 3 weeks, my college girls, and then they're leaving again. And it sucks because here I am, like all the things I think about of like, holy shit. Right? Next year, Bear's going to be a fucking senior in college. Okay. So it's cool because she's going to come home one more summer. And like, I'm trying not to cry right now because holy shit, it goes by so fucking fast. There's a point where she does move out and she does move on with her life. So what do I have this summer and maybe next summer? Maybe, because who knows what happens between now and then where she graduates and she's like, all right, I'm out. And she doesn't come home for the summer. I don't know that. But I do know between her junior and senior year, she's going to be home. This could be my last summer with my daughter. That is a big fucking deal. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I literally prepare my schedule and my life to just be able to feel sad about that. I get to mourn this whole life experience with her. And that doesn't mean that I'm not going to love and appreciate what comes next. It just means I don't lie to myself about the emotions I'm feeling. Bitch, having emotions is normal. Everything you're thinking or feeling is fucking normal. Everyone's doing it. Like I said, it's when we keep those stories to ourselves that everything grows. Everything. If you don't communicate this, and I have a great platform here because this is where I get to communicate my feelings. That's it. I get to communicate it. I have no shame, no guilt, no pressure. I don't have to pretend to show up to be someone I'm not. Bitch, I'm fucking human. And you're going to see that. 98% of the time, fuck yeah, I'm going to be winning at life. And then there's this other blurry gray percentage that's probably like 25% you didn't even know existed, where I'm like, oh my God, this fucking sucks. This sucks, bitch. I choose the things I have a great time at, but that doesn't mean that I love everything that's happening in my life. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Today was a stressful day. It was stressful. It was drama. It was like shit coming left and right. And I'm like, oh my God, I just want to clean my fish tank. It took me like 3 hours between all the interruptions and the drama. That's the truth. Little shit like that. But stop keeping shit to yourself, okay? There is a support line. There are people that want to help you, and no one's going to think less of you. I think it's pretty fucking admiring that someone can just show up with their weaknesses. It's fucking easy to pretend you're perfect. And I'm telling you, like, you're on social media, everybody's fucking pretending they're perfect. That's exhausting. But it's also easy. It's easy. Photoshop, fake posts, like, it's fucking easy, right? Exhausting in real life. Like, if I had to pretend that all my shit was great, everything was perfect, everything always worked, you know, everything was dreamy, I would not be here. I'd want to blow my brains out. That's the truth. So the more you can just be you, like the light, the darkness, all of that, that's what makes you you. Get through the process of whatever you're going through. And don't tell yourself, well, it's not as bad as so and so has it, because then you're belittling your pain. Your pain is your pain. That's your fucking truth, bitch. Own it. Own it. And the more you can just own your truth of what you're experiencing, then shit works out, bitch. It works out. But I don't want you to have any regrets when you leave this life. I want you to be like, fuck no, I'm going to live life to the fullest. I'm going to do the things. I'm going to stop overthinking. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. It doesn't matter. They're going to talk about you no matter what you do. And they're going to talk about you no matter how you die. Like, people are going to talk. So why don't you live your best life that honors you and fuck everybody else? That's the truth. Bitch, I love you. I'm so glad I remember this. I literally almost forgot about that fucking podcast. I'm preoccupied. I hopefully have some incredible news that I'm going to be sharing next week with you guys that just like lights me the fuck up. I had a great night at work, and I do like, I'm looking at my regulars every, like I looked at them today and I'm like, I'm really going to miss them. I'm going to miss them because I know my time is coming to an end. This was a temporary adventure and I don't hate it. I'm just like, I am going to miss it. I'm going to grieve it. I'm going to be sad. But as long as we can, I think my husband is on board to just, you know, let me have my time, which I think is beautiful. But that's the thing. He supported me in everything I've ever done. And this is my time to support him. So I do look forward to our next adventure, even though I have fears. And even though, you know, it is a risk and all the things, but I'm like, fuck it. Like, we're going to have a great time. Everything we do together is a great time. And we're going to fucking do it. We're going to do it. But that doesn't mean I won't mourn things or have feelings and all the things. I'm just not going to sugarcoat it and hide it. So every day at work, I feel like I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm just not. I'm like, hell yes. Look at me washing dishes. Look at me mopping the floor. Look at me wiping off the counters. Like, bitch, I love what I'm doing in this moment. I really do. And I'm very excited that I get to record this podcast for you. Love it or hate it, fucking talk about it. Just be like, this bitch has no idea what she's talking about. Like, start the conversation, right? So other people could figure that out for themselves. And maybe you can start this whole Brandon hater club, because I'm all for that. And I know most of you, most of my listeners are not fans. And it's funny because I can see the analytics and I'm like, ooh, I know for a fact that bitch hates me. I know she hates me. She's watching me to see me fail. Like, I see you. And I'm still fucking grateful. Thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. Make sure you're in my Facebook group, Listen Bitch. I've got journal prompts and all the things. I'm going to try to record a TikTok real fast for whatever reason. But if you're not getting my affirmation TikToks, because they're 3 minutes long generally, just follow me on TikTok. Okay. That's where the affirmations are. Guaranteed you're going to find them, but I can't guarantee that you're going to find them on Facebook. But you do have journal prompts in Listen Bitch. And I do see that there's some topics we're going to talk about. I believe my girl Holly came out full force, and I have two messages I have not read yet that I will check into. I'm not sure when, because again, I bartend tomorrow and Friday, and Saturday is a booked ass day for me. So just in all honesty, I'm running a tight ship for the next few days. So I'm not sure what the episodes are going to be. I knew today had to be what it was for today, just because I had to process some of my stuff, but fucking sucks, man. Praying for, you know, his family and his wife and their kids. And I just, it's one of those things that you can't really imagine, and you hope that it's not what it is, right? Because Jesus Christ, like, how could someone, like, how could such a beautiful, energetic human just be like, all right, I'm done. I'm out. How? Not with the babies and all the things, you know? It's just tough. It's tough. So if you are someone that needs to talk to someone, there are millions of hotlines. Feel free to reach out to me, even in your inbox. We're here for you. You are not alone. We're all in the arena. We're all getting our ass kicked. No one is better. No one's superior. No one's got it figured out. Like, we're fucking winging it, bitch. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.